Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. As a fishing guide on the Rogue River, Willie Illingworth knew firsthand that a 20-foot heavy cedar or plywood boat was torturous to row and handle and required constant maintenance. He figured an aluminum drift boat would make more sense. Discarding the design of a pointed bow at both ends, Illingworth came up with a high-flared bow, squat stern, and steep curves for the Rogue's swift, shallow rapids. He knew it was difficult to weld aluminum. Although he had little money, no welding experience, and only one hand due to an accident as a child, Illingworth decided to tackle the job himself. Receiving a $4,000 loan from an Ashland fishing client to build 6 drift boats, Illingworth spent months in his Medford shop in 1971, shearing patterns and welding the first commercially successful aluminum-welded boat. After the prototype proved lighter and easier to handle than wood boats, Illingworth created his White City Boat Building Company, called AlumaWeld. Although Illingworth sold the company later to start another, his replacement of wood planks by aluminum sparked a Pacific Northwest industry, still centered in Medford. Today's episode of As It was written by Dennis M. Powers, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.